previously with the UK being part of the EU, their testing regime has been very strict. And we've had lots of incidents in the past where stock, as in mainly prawns and stuff, that have been tested in Australia have got into the EU and they've been rejected due to whatever the reason, high metal contents or whatever, and they don't seem to recognise Australia's testing regime. So it may make it easier. And in saying that, the UK, to my knowledge, has not been a big market of the Australian seafood, but maybe things could change in the future. We certainly hope that the UK would look for Australian seafood. I know some of the shops there in the past, the big retailers have looked for Australian small tropical fish and different things. We haven't done a lot of work with the UK, but we've had inquiries for barramundi, tropical fish, you know, prawns. All we can do is hope that market may become available and they look to Australia for supply.
Fellow commercial fisherman Mark Ahern says while the prospect of exporting is exciting, he thinks everyone needs to take a step back.
I think have jumped the gun a little bit on it. I mean, it's 12 months before it actually comes in. And then the people, the way it's looking is it could be overturned. A lot of people have actually sat back and thought. But look, as far as we go, yep, I'm pretty sure, you know, we would definitely chase markets in those places. And it may open up for us, you know.
How many fishermen do you think would be keen if it did go ahead, if the scenario we're seeing at the moment does actually play out? The UK does leave, which, as you say, it's still pretty up in the air at the moment. Should that happen, do you think a lot of fishermen would think about it?
Well, mate, I think so. The first thing we got to look at is commercial fishermen after this next, after the election. You know, is there going to be a commercial fishing industry left? Because, there's a couple of the parties that don't want commercial fishing, to happen in Australia, which is a great shame. They're forgetting that local people and Australians do eat a lot of local seafoods. So, once we get that out of the way and there would certainly be a lot of guys that, do look at export markets and, if we're still in the game, I think everyone would be looking at it.
Keith Harris, Senior Vice President of the Queensland Seafood Industry Association, shares similar sentiments to the fishermen. Like Mark Ahern, he believes the industry still has many issues to address at home before it can effectively consider expanding exports. Submissions closed earlier this year for a Productivity Commission inquiry into improving and simplifying regulation around Australia's marine fisheries and aquaculture industries. The industry is waiting for the review to be released, which is expected within the next few months.
I think it's imperative that these issues are sorted out. There's been too much red tape and ad hoc legislation in the fisheries industry since my involvement some 23, 24 years ago. We need a clearer direction in fisheries, especially in the commercial fishing industry, and we need some sustainability and some future to look ahead. We need a plan that we can look 10 years ahead with and know that we're going to work, maintain stocks and supply to the public and maintain export markets overseas. So it's pretty imperative that they get this review right.
However, Keith Harris says he would hold talks with the overseas industry should the UK exit the EU.
The quality of the seafood that we have in this state, like I mentioned earlier, is world-renowned. That's why it's exported to so many countries now. I think that basically speaks for itself. The way we manage our fisheries here and the way that the commercial fishermen harvest and maintain the quality post-harvest of the seafood. So I think we would be well sought after as an importer to England, I would imagine.